This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, December 20th, 2013. Here, the final weekend before Christmas. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And obviously, everybody's gearing up. You know, we're finally at the Christmas holiday, and Obama is getting ready to do his final end-of-the-year press conference. And as usual, he's stalling for time. He's delaying to build the drama. And with all the brouhaha about what color is Santa Claus, I just hope he walks out wearing a Santa hat. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be really, really cool. Anyway, back on the microphone today, and I want to send out a special thank you to Ryan Dawson for taking over the microphone for the last 3 days while I was off and about doing mic things. And just as a program note, we're here today, obviously. We'll have a live show on Monday. Next Tuesday and Wednesday is a holiday for Republic Broadcasting so that our overworked and underpaid technical support staff can take time off to have dinner with their families and do that other Christmas stuff here. Just a couple of words about the Los Angeles trip, which is where I was. I was flown to Los Angeles to be interviewed on this program for History Channel, and I'm still not allowed to share the details about that, but when it's about to air, I will certainly be telling everybody who'll listen to. Post office guy, grocer, hey, turn in tomorrow night and everything. And it was kind of interesting. My wife and I have been gone from Los Angeles so long, I think our memories of Los Angeles had started to become romanticized, and oh, all the good things we remember. And of course, this trip was a slap in the face. The smog was so bad. By the end of the trip, I mean, my voice was gone. I was raspy. Probably can still hear the tail end of it. Didn't have a lot of time to get out and do anything. Did stop by the big boy restaurants for a real big boy hamburger because we don't have those here in Hawaii. Went to the supermarket, bought up a bunch of pickle and pimento loaf, which is my favorite cold cut for sandwiches. And you can't find that here in Hawaii either. Little note, of course, the travel there and back we were on. I'm not going to mention the name of the airline because they're probably all in the same mess, but we were on one of these, for one leg of the trip, brand, you know, 777-400 that's got the little TV screens in the back of the seat, and most of those weren't working, so the planes are just poorly, poorly maintained. TSA was rather interesting because on the way to Los Angeles, when I was at the gate, I was informed that I had been pre-selected for an abbreviated TSA inspection, which meant I would not have to take off my belt and shoes and the rest of it. And at that point, I'm ready to ask, did the same people who wrote Obamacare write the TSA software? They did not allow my wife to go through the abbreviated, so I said, I'm just going to follow my wife, and we'll go through the regular groping and x-raying and the rest of it there. I do have one gripe against the TSA, and it happened on the way back home. We had to take multiple flights to get home, and we were down on the island of Maui. And it turned out the jetway, the little tube that you are allowed to walk down to get into the airplane, wasn't working at that gate. And what they were going to do was take us down this set of stairs right next to the departure lounge, walk us across the pavement, and then up one of those little portable staircases that they can roll up to the airplane. And the instant the gate attendant opened the door for us to go down the stairs to the tarmac, we were accosted by TSA, who were saying, no, 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 that's stairway, that's secure area, passengers aren't allowed there. And big, huge situation, and it ended up with them bringing a second one of those portable stairs and ran it up to the end of the jetway. So we had to walk down the jetway, down the stairs onto the ground, and then around to the aircraft and up a second set of stairs into the aircraft. And it gets even better because the aircraft was a turboprop and the engines were already running, and the prop is spinning, and the airline gate people were trying to string up a safety rope saying you have to walk over here to be safe, and they hadn't gotten the rope up. So some of the first people off the stair coming down from the jetway were walking right at that spinning propeller, and one passenger got really, really close, and everybody's screaming, no, no, come this way, come this way. And we literally were in a situation where one of the passengers could have been killed because TSA did not want us to use the stairway. Because it's a secure area and we don't trust you. So I'm a little bit upset about that. Now, the high point of the whole trip, and I'm going to be deliberately vague about this for reasons that will be very clear. Just in the hotel where I was staying, by complete chance, I met this guy and his father-in-law, both veterans, both very unhappy with the way things are going in this country. The grandfather, in his 90s, had been a sergeant at one of the major World War II battles, had been taken prisoner by the Germans, had been a POW, and doing very well in his 90s because he and his son had flown out to Southern California to take a motorcycle ride up the coast. They are heading for San Francisco with the express objective of finding that new street in San Francisco that has been named after Nancy Pelosi. I think they're calling it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And this 90-plus year World War II POW veteran is going to take a picture of himself relieving himself on the Nancy Pelosi sign, and he promised he'd send me a copy, which I will post on the website with the face blurred. I don't want to get him in any trouble. That's why I'm being vague about the battle and everything. But it was just, it was a treat to talk to this guy. I mean, just a part of the history. We were all taught in school about World War II, and that was a real unexpected treat for that. Okay, Obama, we're almost quarter after the hour, and Obama still has not come into the microphone. He delays to build the drama and the suspense. What will Obama say? I'm not waiting. We're going on to other things. Now, getting back into the discussion of fictional characters and what color they are and fighter escorts, there was another humorous story that Santa Claus has rejected the NORAD fighter escort. They're trying to back off that because the PR backlash from that was not what was expected by the U.S. military will be escorting Santa Claus to protect him from terrorism. And now, of course, everybody's kidding. Well, if he's rejecting NORAD, he's going to be placed on the no-fly list, and he's going to be waterboarded. So, kids, if you have a lousy Christmas morning, it isn't because the North Pole has melted. It's because TSA has Santa in the back room, and they're waterboarding him here. Now, continuing on this idea about Christmas, we have been seeing this whole brouhaha in the corporate media about the war on Christmas. Somebody doesn't want Christmas to go on. Very obvious overt efforts to say, oh, it's those Muslims. The Muslims want Christmas banned. Oh, it's all the Muslims. No, it isn't. The opposition to Christmas iconography comes from a somewhat different quarter. And the Muslim Council of Britain basically felt they had to come out with an announcement saying, you know, Jesus is an important prophet to the Islamic faith, and we don't have a problem with Christmas. We're not opposed to Christmas. Go ahead. We are not offended by celebrations of Christmas, because guess what? The Muslims celebrate Christmas, too, as the birthday of this important prophet. And to hammer home the point, on my website, underneath this article about Muslims don't want Christmas banned, I put up a selection of photos of Christmas holiday cheer celebration taken in Tehran. And yeah, they go real big for Christmas over there. And I think it's important to get out this idea that it is not the Muslims who are out there saying, oh, we don't want to have to look at Christmas trees and the rest of it. Now, following along on that, there's apparently a middle school over in Long Island, New York, who during their Christmas celebration felt obliged to change the lyrics to Silent Night to take out Holy Infant, Christ the Savior, and Round Yon Virgin Mother and Child. This is carrying political correctness or somebody's agenda to an absolute ridiculous extreme. We're going to take a break for some commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to grab the phone when you call on in. We will be right back.
Moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And wrapping up on the Christmas holiday season and various parties' response to it, there's a story where apparently Pope Francis is on his way to the Holy Land to celebrate Christmas Mass. He's going to be holding a Mass in Bethlehem. But apparently the plan to have a Mass in Jerusalem itself was canceled. A lot of conflicting stories about that, mostly saying Israel, too short notice, we can't do security. What the heck of it? And I have a message to his popeness. I understand you're a shoo-in to go to heaven, but for this trip, you may want to wear those Kevlar vestments, because this is an ideal situation for Israel to shoot you and try and blame Muslims for it, to get all the Christians riled up against all the Muslims and get that war going that they're obviously desperate to move forward. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, relative to Iran. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Obamacare. Obama is now at the podium giving his end-of-the-year address, and no, he didn't wear a Santa hat. I am very, very disappointed in him for that. Now, over the weekend, actually over the last few days, it came out that Obama is waiving or delaying the individual insurance mandate, which is due to go into effect the first of the year. And he's doing this and saying that he's not actually changing the law, because the Affordable Care Act does include a provision for a hardship exemption. And now they're simply saying the problems with Obamacare represent a hardship. So here's the deal. Between 6 and 7 million Americans have lost their health insurance coverage, and they can't afford to buy the new Obamacare compliant insurance being offered in its place with the higher premiums and the higher deductibles. And Obama is saying, well, we're not going to penalize these people because they can no longer buy health insurance, which wasn't the goal of ACA and Obamacare, that all Americans would be insured. And now 6 to 7 million Americans have lost their insurance, and Obama is saying, well, that's okay, we'll let them go. At some point, somebody has to stand up and say that this is an absolutely failed policy, that America's health insurance and their medical coverage and health care would have been much better right now today if Obama had left it alone. This policy, this program, has not only utterly failed to accomplish its stated objectives, it has caused all kinds of harm to the American people. Over at Investment Watch blog, quoting an article from Politico's Jim, I didn't get the last name because of an editing mistake here. Actually, I'm taking it back. CNN is now actually saying Obamacare is causing Americans to lose access to their doctors, lose their insurance, face higher costs. If the stated purpose of the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare was to improve health insurance for all Americans, it has failed utterly. And this administration, out of its sense of ego or its obligation to the health insurance companies, refuses to admit they screwed the pooch on this one. They refuse to go back and say, all right, let's return to status quo ante. We have seen the Obama administration literally telling health insurance companies to provide health insurance for people who enrolled in Obamacare, even though the money that was paid for the policy somehow got lost and never made it to those insurance companies. And now we have Americans who have lost their insurance, can't get new insurance. And those health insurance companies that were expecting a $200 billion a year increase in profits, with a piece of the action going to the government through taxes, that's not going to work. Because never mind they're not getting the payment through the Obamacare website system. These 6 million Americans whose policies have been canceled, now they're not going to buy new policies. And so the health insurance companies that invested so much money and so much lobbying into getting this thing rammed through are going to lose money because of it. It is a disaster by any reasonable definition of the word. And we're already seeing the quality of care in this country start to plummet. And it wasn't really that good. America has the most expensive health care on the planet, and it's something like 33rd in quality as of the last survey. It's probably even worse than that now. Over in North Carolina, There's a bizarre lawsuit because apparently this kid had gone to the hospital for recurrent pneumonia associated with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He went to the hospital. He was misdiagnosed with bacterial pneumonia, died, and the hospital put him in a cab to send the body home. There's your Obamacare on full display. And can you imagine the mother still had to pay the cabbie? And to show just how completely out of touch, the people behind Obamacare are trying to go after targeted demographics who they feel are underrepresented in the current health insurance system, including the gays, who are often denied insurance because of AIDS. And so the Obamacare people just rolled out a brand new commercial that is going to peg the needle on the gaydar. It's got Christmas themes, and the goal is to get the gays to sign up. And it is just, the American people are looking at it and saying, are you kidding me? This is Obama has jumped the shark. Of course, Obama jumped the shark on Obamacare a long, long, long time ago. Now, speaking of the gays, everybody's making a real big to-do. It's all over the corporate media about this TV show called Duck Dynasty. And the patriarch of the family, Phil Robertson, said some very negative things about gay people. Now, for those who don't follow the show, and that is most of America, this is a show about a bunch of backcountry people who happen to be rich because one of their ancestors invented the most used duck call that hunters use. And they've got a lot of money, and they're sort of like real-life Beverly Hillbillies. And Phil Robertson came out and said some negative things about the gays. He has been banned from appearing in the show in the upcoming season. And everybody's making a big deal about this. And I have to tell you, in all honesty, I think it's a PR stunt. I think it's a PR stunt because only last October it was being reported in the industry press that Duck Dynasty's ratings had gone into a decline. There is a finite lifespan on reality shows that follow people around doing what they do. After a while, it's just more of the same. And last October, they were reporting that the season finale and the premiere of the new season 4 didn't do as well as they might like. Well, of course, now they've got a controversy. He said offensive things. Let's tune in and see what the show is all about. And it is a trick that does get used an awful lot to try and revive sagging ratings on these reality shows, to try and get some press. And this story is just all over the place. It really, really is. All right, I want to switch over to another story. This was in the Rolling Stones. It's a story out of Florida about a young man named Tyler Hadley. And Tyler Hadley, you know, nice kid, well-to-do family, good neighborhood, good school, you know, the picture perfect. This is what America is supposed to be like, even though for most Americans it isn't. And apparently this kid just decided one day to murder both his parents and then throw a big party in the house with the bodies still locked in the bedroom. And what may have been behind this, we will talk about after these words from our sponsors.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to continue with the story about Tyler Hadley murdering his parents and having a party. But before we do that, Ryan Dawson is joining us on the line. And aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. And again, thank you very much for covering for me for the last 3 days.
Oh, no, that's why I called in, to thank you for allowing me to host and trusting me to host your show. And sorry to interrupt the murder trial, but I just want to say I want to say thank you for allowing me to do that and trusting me. It was good times.
Yeah, well, of course, you and I, we've known each other for more years, I think, than either one of us cares to admit, going all the way back to the lost colony of Roanoke, and we were talking about that. And so you've been a good friend of the website and the show for many, many years. And yes, I do trust you to take the microphone. And hopefully, as some of these other situations arise, which they seems to be on the increase, we'll probably have you back on the microphone from time to time.
Oh, that'd be great. How's the new books coming?
I'm still trying to get time to work on them. I'm going to be focusing on them over this whole Christmas, New Year holiday, and try and get it out the first of the year. Obviously, with some of my TV appearances coming up, it's going to be a good chance to get the word out, and I want to have the books ready to go certainly by then.
All right, well, I'll link to it as soon as you get them up. And I just put the previous shows that I hosted on your site. So
I just promoted them to the front page, so everybody can go back and take a look at Ryan Dawson. Super
15
microphone.
Minutes of fame.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. I'm actually going to go to bed and I'll listen to the rest of the show tomorrow because I got to work.
All right.
So.
Fantabulous. Thank you very much. That was Ryan Dawson, who on those occasions when I cannot be here at the microphone, he will step in and fill in and do the show. So you don't listen to the replays of that Rivero guy because he's boring as all get out. Now, getting back to Tyler Hadley. This has happened down in Florida. The story is being reported in Rolling Stone. And this is a kid, just like any other kid. He tweets, he goes to school, he has angst with his parent. And all of a sudden, he kills his parents and then throws a big wild party in the home with the body still there, locked in one of the rooms. And it's a very long article, and there are a lot of references in there about how he just seemed to have a blank face and he just seemed zoned out. And here is the money quote from the article. Quote, when cops searched the house, they found prescription bottles in Tyler's name for hydroxyzine, a relatively mild anti-anxiety medication, as well as citalopram, an antidepressant that can increase the risk of suicide in adolescents and young adults. In a letter from jail to his grandparents, Tyler referred to one psychiatric pill in particular without mentioning its name. I wish I'd never started taking that damn pill, he wrote. None of this would ever have happened. In a letter to a friend, he said, I regret everything I did. I swear it's those drugs, man. End quote. Maybe this will be the case that will force the issue of the dangerous side effects of prescription psychiatric medication into the media light. 22% of Americans are on these prescription mind-altering drugs, and there is a long and well-documented history that in a certain susceptible segment of the population, and it's unfortunately rather large, these medications will trigger rage, paranoia, violence, and suicide. If you go over to SSRIstories.com, you will see hundreds of documented cases, including court decisions, where the court found that, yes, this person had lived a normal, crime-free life and just went totally ballistic after taking these medications. There have been court decisions saying, yes, the blame for this rests with these medications. They are dangerous. Congress held hearings, won't do anything about it because the big pharmaceutical companies write very generous campaign checks. Corporate media won't touch this story because they're dependent on big, lucrative advertising contracts from those same pharmaceutical companies. They're handing out these things like M&Ms to our soldiers over there in the war zones. They're prescribing them to kids. They're overprescribing for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which the guy who came up with the term admitted it was a fictional disease. It was a made-up disease to sell medicine to perfectly healthy people. And you need to read that article all the way through for the descriptions of how this kid was looking and acting leading up to this. Because, again, how many more people have to die before they realize it's these prescription medications and not the guns, or in this case, a claw hammer? What are they going to do now, ban hammers? Oh, this kid in Florida, he beat his parents to death with a hammer. We must have a 15-day waiting period for hammer purchases and so forth and so on. They're trying as hard as they can to look and to make you look in the entirely wrong direction. Now, we know these medically induced violent episodes make the news when somebody dies. But we need to start asking, is the sudden surge in domestic violence, which coincides with the flooding of these medications into our society, is that merely a coincidence? We can't rule out a link there. How many people who are on these medications get into fights at the local bar that otherwise they would not have? How are these medications affecting people's safe driving? How much road rage is resulting from just somebody behind the wheel, somebody cuts him off and he just goes ballistic and rams the other car? This is a major, major problem. And hopefully this case is going to force it into the corporate media that there is a problem with these medications. Now, getting over to the war zones, emphasis on the plural, Reuters is reporting that the United States Senate is already hard at work getting ready to craft more sanctions on Iran to curb its nuclear program and all those non-existent nuclear weapons. And, of course, what they're trying to do, AIPAC is on Capitol Hill right now saying, forget about peace deal. We don't want a peace deal. We want a war with Iran. We want your kids to fight it, but we want a war with Iran. And they're setting up conditions that are absolutely impossible for Iran to comply with. So they can say, aha, Iran failed. Iran did not do what we told them to do. The war is on. Senators Kirk, Menendez, and Schumer are introducing a bill, supposedly to pass after the first of the year. It is clearly designed to sabotage the P5+1 deal with Iran, as well as any possibility of a final agreement. The bill is called the Iran Nuclear Weapon Free Act of 2013. They can't prove Iran has nuclear weapons now. The purpose of this bill is to say to Iran, you must prove you don't have nuclear weapons. Now, any student of logic knows you can't prove a negative. Prove you're not planning to come over to my house and abuse my puppy dog. It's impossible. They're crafting a deal to put the burden of proof on Iran that it doesn't have nuclear weapons, and because Iran will never be able to prove that to America's and Israel's satisfaction, oh, so we're convinced they have nuclear weapons. How many times do you have to be lied to about this thing? You were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. You were lied to about Syria's chemical weapons. And here is the United States Senate, completely unabashed, with no shame, getting ready to tell you the same lie again about Iran. And Netanyahu was out there campaigning with everybody, the P5+1. Apparently, Netanyahu was warning the Chinese foreign minister about the dangers of a nuclear Iran. And he's using the word, the capability. Iran must be denied the capability of nuclear weapons. Netanyahu is hedging his bets. They can't prove Iran is building nuclear weapons, so it's all about the capability of nuclear weapons. Well, that's a very slippery slope, because given enough time, every nation on Earth is capable of building a nuclear weapon. It's a very recklessly applied brush. Now, the good news is, of course, the more Netanyahu does this, the more obvious it becomes in the eyes of the world. It is Israel trying to prevent the possibility of a peaceful revolution, of this made-up out of thin air crisis over Iran's nuclear, non-existent nuclear weapons. To get rid of any possibility of a peaceful settlement or arrangement with Iran, so that the only option left on the table is war with Iran, which is what Israel wants, as long as American kids fight it for them. We're going to start taking a couple of phone calls here. Barrett in Arizona. Aloha, Barrett. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just want to say something about these atrophic drugs they give people for mental, supposedly mental illness. My brother was taken to Damas State Hospital in, well, it was in Oregon, and he didn't need it. My dad abused us, both of us, until I turned 13.
Okay, Barrett, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We have to take a commercial break here. Do not hang up the phone. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five driving harvests. $4 guests, three failed automakers, two melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we get back to Barrett here, Obama is still speechifying there at the White House. He's talking about health care. And he's basically giving the thing about, well, you know, nobody really told me that it was that messed up here. You know, that was their failure. No, it isn't. You're the president. The buck stops there. It is your job to go out and find out if things aren't working. Not sit there and wait for your parasitic sycophants to come in and say, oh, yeah, everything's fine, boss. Don't fire me this week. Everything's just fine. Everything's just wonderful. All righty. So, Barrett, we're hearing this story where you and your brother come from an abusive background, which is not uncommon, and your brother was placed on these prescription psychiatric medication that may have caused more harm than good.
Yes. His brain was damaged at 12 years old. Now they're trying to give kids as young as 5 psychotropic drugs. And they're brain-damaging drugs. I may be an alcoholic. I am an alcoholic. I don't know what's worse. I mean, the alcohol or the psychotropics they gave my brother. And I saw my dad beat. And my brother's huge. He's a lot bigger than I am.
Can I insert a comment here about the difference between alcohol and other recreational substance abuse and these prescription psychiatric medications?
Pot is okay. No.
Let me make the point here. When I have a drink, and I do drink occasionally, you know, I know that there may be some harm from it, along with the fun aspects of it. The problem is we have our medical industry telling people these chemicals are good for you. There is no reason for you not to take them. Here, have another, and literally pushing these drugs, as you say, on our young kids to get them on these medications. The pharmaceutical industry's business model is no longer about making medications to treat people who are ill. The business model, we were talking about this with Michelle Rosen over the Tylenol situation, the business model is to find a way to sell medications to perfectly healthy people. And that's the new business model. And that's why they're pushing these drugs. I had a very negative experience with one of these SSRIs, and I didn't ask for it. My doctor, just out of a clear blue sky, said, well, you know, you're probably not handling the breakup of your first marriage all that well. Here, have a medication. And they're literally out there. And, it, you know, it's a difference. When you do alcohol or pot or heroin or whatever it is that you do, you understand there's a potential harm and there's a danger, there's a risk there. But we have a medical establishment that is literally promoting these very dangerous drugs and assuring us all that they're perfectly safe and it's okay to take them and there's no reason for you to have any doubt whatsoever. That is the real difference between somebody who is enjoying alcohol, knowing what the risks are, and somebody who is taking a prescription antidepressant because they believe that it's good for them and couldn't possibly cause them any harm. That's the difference here, okay?
Yeah, I just want to say that alcohol is really bad because I'm living proof of that.
Well, anything to excess is going
to... I think the pot, cannabis or hemp, is good. Okay.
I actually agree with you on that one. I do. Barrett, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go because we've got a bunch of other callers coming in. And, nothing is totally black or totally white. There are some benefits to alcohol. There's a downside. There are certainly benefits to marijuana. There's also a downside. Anything taken to excess can cause problems, including alcohol, tobacco, and too much money. But the danger here with these prescription psychiatric medications is we are being assured by TV and the doctors and the pharmacy companies that these are perfectly okay for us to take and there's no reason for us not to. And it's all driven by profit motive. We're going to go back to the phones here. Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Welcome back. You know, Michael, I got comments at the end, but I'll tell you a story about my mom real quick, too. My mom, I loved her, and she was killed in 2005 by two kids that were jacked up on cocaine and alcohol that drove 80 miles an hour down the road and hit my mommy and daddy so hard on the front axle that it blew the dash in my mom's chest, and she passed away. You know, Michael, I love you, brother. You're hitting the nail on the head. These drugs are very dangerous. They go up in the chemical in the body, and they make the mind just go satanic, and they want to destroy stuff and that. The bottom line is, Michael, I don't know if you your books are about, but I would encourage you, Mike, with the knowledge you have, and mm-hmm. I don't have the money to do it. But to write a short book on this situation with these drugs that have destroyed these young kids' minds, and I give kudos to that last caller. I know I had a brother, younger brother, that had alcohol. He mm-hmm. used to take a bottle of whiskey and drink it all down at once, Michael, and he's still alive today. But this is a situation, Mike, that nobody wants to talk about it, but you are, and you keep up on it. Day after day with these situations of these kids going in and doing these horrendous things, there's nothing, it's right on the head, because these drugs are so dangerous that they're implementing the chemical reaction in the body that's making these kids go out and do this horrendous stuff. And, Michael, I'll tell you one that was has been how many years? It's called Redlin.
Redlin. Yes.
And that's rat poison. And yet how many kids have grown up to be at a teenager and committed suicide? Michael, thanks a lot for taking my call. Aloha to you and Claire. God bless. Goodbye.
All right, yes, very much so. It's a problem, and I remember when I was in high school, my doctor put me on Ritalin, and I absolutely hated it. And I stopped taking it and said, yeah, I'm fine. Don't want to do that. All righty, let's see. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is, they're talking about that mystery illness in Texas is now they diagnose as the H1N1, and I would put money on this. The people are getting this mystery illness or this H1N1 are the people who religiously took their flu shots.
That's happened so many times where, you know, it happened in 2009 with the whooping cough vaccine, where the vaccine itself triggered the epidemic of whooping cough, which the pharmaceutical companies went right on TV and said, there's an epidemic of whooping cough, get your vaccine today. And it's all driven by profit and making money, and our once world-class health system has declined to the moral level of a traveling Wild West medicine show salesman. Get out there, you know, in the middle of town, put out a scare story about a scourge that's happening off some other place, and sell them a bunch of useless chemicals for a fast buck, and then skedaddle out of town. And again, it really is. The money power of the pharmaceutical companies has reached a point where they're operating completely free of any controls. Remember, when Congress passed the Homeland Security Act, they included in there a provision indemnifying vaccine manufacturers from lawsuits resulting from harm caused by their product. They can put anything they want in there, causing any amount of harm, and nothing will happen to them. And that is classic fascism.
Well, I even heard in the news like a few days ago, there's oh my God, we have a measles outbreak out. The people are taking their vaccines. I'm like, if the kids get the measles, you know, they're better off getting the measles and getting over it than taking a vaccine.
You're absolutely right. There's been a lot of research showing that all these vaccines are actually leading to a weaker immune system in people. And again, the toxic effects of all these adjuvants, which are put in there to deliberately provoke a reaction by the body in the hope that it will target the intended infecting agent. But sometimes these adjuvants provoke completely different reactions. Peanut oil is one of the worst. It's the reason for all this epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis in the population, where people's bodies, because of peanut oil is in vaccines, now view any exposure to peanuts as a dangerous infection, and the body reacts to the infection in a highly toxic, out-of-control method. And again, it's just a rush to sell that product, and hey, you know, if it causes bad side effects, we'll let the lawyers work that out. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials. I know we've got another caller on the line to talk about SSRIs. We're going to have to put that off until after these words from our sponsors.